by Alec Rowe. With Nicolette McKenzie as Emma and Sean Arnold as Derek.
Grenada was a pretty name for a dull Welsh town. In spite of early summer, the town was grey. A main street punctuated by severe pubs and severe chapels, Welsh speaking. We felt foreigners, as we were meant to. I remember quite clearly, the coroner said, "Therefore, in view of any conflicting evidence, I can say that I have regretfully to conclude Sarah Fielding lost her life by mischance. There is some circumstantial evidence that could suggest suicide. I put that evidence aside. Supported testimony, notably that of her sister, indicates Sarah Fielding had a great zest for life. Accidental death, probably by drowning. The court's sympathy to Miss Emma Fielding."
"That then is that."
"In a sort of way. Is this the road to the lake?"
"If you can call it a road. And this is as far as it goes, seemingly.
She's not dead, Derek."
"I heard a coroner say otherwise."
"I know better."
"So what now?"
"Don't know."
"Well, I thought your point in bringing it before the coroner was to finish it."
"Well, I hope so. I wanted to see flesh and blood tell their stories. To have a professional assessor objectively say Sarah's dead."
"That's what you had."
"Yes. Hasn't worked that way. What on earth was she doing here?"
"It's remarkably scenic."
"But Sarah loves life."
"Hmm? Love?"
"Loves people. Look around."
"Certainly no people. Sarah was unpredictable, like her twin."
"We always know where the other one is."
"So where is she?"
"Not far. Maybe... oh, I don't know. Yes. Yes, very far."
"Let it go, Emma."
"Is that the farm down there?"
"Must be. The only one."
"Oh, live in a place like this, so remote."
"Remote's a comparative word. We see enough of it in London, yet London's crowded enough."
"Oh, that's philosophical coming from you."
"Must be the hills."
"Where would she have gone on from here?"
"Well, along the track ahead, I suppose. Do you want to walk up? It's a good 2 miles to the lake."
"Not now."
"What does that mean?"
"Hey, isn't that a roof?"
"Where?"
"Look, follow the track up, see? Those three trees, then down in that dip."
"Who'd live there? Holiday cottage?"
"So Sarah rode past the farm and then along this road and then past this place and up that track to the water."
"Fair ride."
"She asked for a good pony."
"She'd need one."
Shall we go back now?"
"Whatever you want."
"You don't understand it at all, do you?"
"I'm an only child brought up by my father. The whole family thing's a mystery to me."
"You develop a feeling." "Oh, I don't know. If you don't understand, you don't, that's all."
"Some sort of sixth sense. What did you mean by not now, Emma?" "Traffic jam here."
"Maybe he's going to the cottage."
"Well, then we're in his parking place. You've got to admire his optimism. Look at that venerable heap of a car." "All right."
"He was in the court."
Clagelon?
Yes.
What does he want?
Switch off.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello.
My name is Morgan.
Yes, we saw you in court.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, I accompanied Mr. Lloyd. You know, from the farm. One of his sons had a car and parked heading up, and I guess it might be you. This is my parish.
Yes.
Yes. I'm very sorry about your sister, Miss Wheeling.
Thank you.
Must be a relief to have the matter brought to a conclusion.
There's not a lot of fun in hearing officially your sister must be dead.
But it is a conclusion, a fact now to be accepted. You lacked a funeral to focus your grief.
Yes.
And you, mister, you're from London, too?
This is my fiancée.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello.
Was, of course, foolish of your sister to make this journey alone in October.
It was a warm October, and my sister rides very well.
I think it would be wise to accept the death. I mean, the Darren is so remote, and Flintfall not so far off any track that... any small accident is far from any assistance, yes. Well, I'll move my car now to let you pass. You have a long journey home once again. My sympathies for your sister.
I shan't be going back, sir.
Oh. Well, stay overnight may help the shock.
It's almost 7 months since Sarah was missed. I have gotten used to the feeling. I want to meet the people I saw give evidence today.
Oh. To what purpose?
Now, if you'll excuse us, please.
Yes. I'll move my car. Good day, Miss Fielding, Mr.
Stockdale.
Ah, yes.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
That's news to me.
As you said, well, unpredictable.
You were less than polite to the Reverend Sir.
Comfort and complacency.
I think he was only trying to be friendly and consoling.
He's going
to
keep it for his chapel.
What are your plans? You know I've got to get back.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Get it out of your system. Now, where will you stay?
I don't know.
Well, I'll leave you at Swansea. I can take one of the new intercities to Paddington and you'll leave the car.
I love you.
I love you, as witness the fact that I leave the rover in your hands. You'll be careful.
Not a scratch.
Oh, I don't just mean the car. Are you sure you don't want me to try and cancel my meetings tomorrow instead?
I'll be all right.
Phone me tonight.
I will.
And what do you want for tomorrow?
The final thing, I suppose.
That's
all
it. Yes? Helping.
Don't make fun of me, Gary.
I wasn't. When do I expect you home?
Tomorrow night.
Good. Now, take the map and read me to Swansea.
I recall the hotel at Swansea. It was like any other hotel. The receptionist was Scottish. I drove back to Brynarba next morning. Somewhere between the chapels and pubs, I found the police house.
Oh, good morning.
Hello. We've met at the coroner's court.
I'm sorry about your sister.
Thank you.
Well, what do you think of atonement?
Depressing.
Only to the depressed.
Could be.
It was a real big place back in the 20s. Big market centre. Then they opened a big market still at Pont Vine. Then the station closed. Slow decline, the old world story.
No tourism?
We're too far from anywhere. That's one blessing.
I'm surprised to find the police.
No, I'm not based here. My home's over at Tybach, 20 miles away. This place is empty, just a desk. A phone, a place to make the tea. It's not been lived in for 5 years.
Then I'm lucky to catch you.
Either Reverend Morgan phoned to tell me you'd be calling. I came over specially.
The Reverend Morgan gets about.
How can I help you, Miss Fielding?
I need to hear it again.
Can I ask why?
Well, you can ask. I'm not sure I can answer. Something to do with laying ghosts, maybe?
Well, all right. I'll have to refer to my statement.
Yes.
I mean, it'll be more or less exactly what you heard me say yesterday in court.
Yes.
All right. Police involvement was, when your sister didn't come back to the trekking center, they made a preliminary search. She hadn't told them where she was going.
No, she wouldn't.
And time went by. They phoned the police. Headquarters phoned me at Tybar. We rang around the files we thought could have seen her. Mr. Lloyd at Givatha said one of his boys had seen somebody answering the description right past about the right time. Not seen her come back, though they might have missed seeing her, of course.
I understand.
Yes. Another farm had seen somebody else, though the time didn't tally. We checked them out. I drove over to Givatha, had a word with Mr. Lloyd. One of his boys came with me up the valley to Llynfannog. It was dark by then, but we found her clothes by the water. And the pony came over to the night after a bit.
The pony was okay?
Oh, fine.
I mean, no broken girth or anything. Nothing to suggest a fall or whatever.
The pony was fine. We made some sort of search, but it was too dark, really, so I reported back and we had a full search going first light. That's it, really. No sign of your sister, but it's a deep lake. Small, but very deep. They often are under the peak, like the Darren.
I know.
Dragged the waters as well as we could. Very irregular in depth. The rest you know. It's not uncommon to lose livestock there. You know, we assumed, you know, that...
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that's all.
Thanks. The farmer, what did you call it?
Givatha. Mr. Lloyd.
It's the only one in the valley.
That's right.
There is some sort of cottage further up where the road ends.
Mr. Marr lives there.
Lives there, full time.
Writes a bit of poetry and country pieces for magazines. Above my head the poetry and below my taste the magazines. He saw nothing at all, Miss Fielding. I interviewed him the same day. You'll go up to Mr. Lloyd now, will you?
Yes.
It's a very lonely place, Miss Fielding. The Lloyds... how do I say this? They don't take much to strangers. Mr. Lloyd said he'd be yesterday.
But this is the 20th century, for God's sake.
Not around here. Not there. It's just advice.
And, of course, I'm English. I begin to admire the brave Mr. Marr.
You have to understand, Miss Fielding, the market that ruined Bryn Abar was set up to be near the A40 so that English people could eat Welsh lamb quick and cheap.
Oh, come on.
My father worked in the mines in the Rhondda. He died at 50 of the lung trouble.
I sympathize. Should I feel guilty?
English money set up the mines. English profits gave him his lungs. Neither gave much to my mother and me after.
What do I say? Except, thank you for coming over to see me.
Goodbye, Miss Fielding. Take care of the farm.
Check your pencils when I've gone. You know what we English are like.
No offense intended, Miss Fielding.
And give the Reverend Morgan my best wishes and report to him. Thank you
yesterday.
Did you go up to the lake with the police?
I took him up. giant. What has he bought?
Yarn, yarn.
He said his bit yesterday.
I got to go.
But I wanted to ask you about the lake. Mr. Lloyd, I'm Emma Fielding. We saw each other in court. I know you told the coroner everything you knew about my sister. I just wondered, could you bear to just go over it again for me, please? You know, it was unreal.
Well, he said money, bitch.
Well, I appreciate that.
There's nothing else.
I'm not looking for anything new. It would just help me, that's all. Was it Yayan who saw Sarah ride past? Look, could I talk to Yayan, please?
He's a wee worker.
Oh, look, I'm sorry if I'm taking up your time. It's not much to ask.
Hit him, Mark! There's nothing else.
Mr. Lloyd!
I said my bit.
Look, I don't want to cause any difficulties, Mrs. Lloyd, or to be any sort of nuisance.
But she's dead to you, girl. Get up to London now.
What do you mean? Mrs. Lloyd?
Damn you. Damn you. Damn you all.
Oh, what is wrong with these people?
Any visitors, see?
Do you live round here?
I'm quite Lloyd. Oh,
thank God for Lloyd who smiles.
Your man died, isn't it?
No.
All fashioned, like.
You look much younger than Yayan.
Just off school.
You're right. You don't look good.
Let him be!
I gotta go.
Thanks for smiling.
Main road that way. Nothing up there.
Get him out!
Yeah. I don't go.
Ringard! Ringard!
The need to go to this lake. Lake Fannock.
Yes. I drove to where Derek and I met Morgan. Parked in the lay-by. I needed to wind down after this.
Yes.
Message.
Did this upset you?
I don't know. The dogs at the farm, the noise, the news.
But you did go to the lake.
Well, I'd expected, I don't know, something, somewhere more dramatic. I stood by the waters that possibly covered Sarah and...
felt nothing. It was smaller than I thought.
Sarah.
Hide and seek. Remember, we always knew where to look for each other, even in a strange house. Remember when I was lost on Pony Club Camp? You found me. Oh. Near. And far. Is that being dead?
How long did you stay there?
About an hour. It was a disappointment. Blank water, blank air. Cold.
Did you try Marl again?
I recall the cottage, but closed and blank. I recall the car. And Derek, when I told him. I couldn't believe it.
Well, who would do that?
Well, it probably looked worse than it was.
What? The windscreen out? Every light smashed in? Those tires were only a month old.
Oh, my poor love.
Your poor car.
What did you do?
Reverted to stereotype and cried 10 minutes.
Was it this man, Marl?
I just don't know. I thought it might have been. We must have heard it lately.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
Anyway, I was all set to go back to the cottage. Well, I couldn't stay there.
Right.
Then I heard this car or something coming up the road.
Don't tell me. The Reverend Morgan.
And it was a breakdown truck.
What?
Land Rover, something like it. Two mechanics.
Incredible.
Oh, more incredible still. They were really nice to them. They said they'd come as soon as they could because the gentleman said it was urgent. And we'll work that one out. And they knew what was wrong. They had a plastic windscreen, new tyres.
Did you get the name of the garage?
Yes. They were almost as upset as I was about the car. One of them drove it back to the garage in Glen Arbor, and I rode in the truck with the other one. I didn't feel much like driving.
I'm not surprised. What about the police?
Oh, I got that young policeman, Bryn Powell, over from his home, and I made a statement while the car was at the garage. And then I wanted to come home. And here I am. Oh, look, I'm sorry, Derek.
Tin box on wheels.
What's it all about?
Oh, don't think about it. Sleep now. We'll talk tomorrow.
Listen.
You comfortable? Nothing you want?
No, just sleep.
Good.
Tin box on wheels.
I'll crucify someone for this.
See what the morning brings.
What did it bring?
I recall it brought a letter.
Type, none sign. Please keep away. It's better for everybody. We can't help you again.
Well, it must be Marl.
Who else would have a typewriter? Morgan, maybe?
No. And Marl would have heard the car being smashed.
We can't help you again.
Well, no reason why he should be there on his own. I couldn't be.
Please keep away. Better for everybody.
Yeah, why better? Then Mrs. Lloyd, she is dead to you.
Yes, well, one thing's for sure. Someone wants you to stay away. We'll go to some lengths to persuade you.
And Sarah's dead. To me? Why to me?
Too many questions.
Oh, I don't know. More coffee before I clear away.
No, thanks.
Well, what's happening about the car?
I'll drop it into Paul. He'll do it today. Now, look, you'd better have a statement ready, by the way. I'm calling at the police station at lunchtime.
Well, we could both call in there tonight.
As you like. I'll give them a ring.
Can you take your place?
Sure.
Thanks. Derek. Derek, you won't like this.
Emma, Sarah's dead.
Well, then why the car? Why the hassle?
I don't know, but somebody's going to get done for the damage. That I do know.
I think we should see Marl.
Yes, well, let me think about it.
Well, we'll both think. Right? So, good, ready?
Ready.
Can you drop me at the underground on your way to port?
Yes, of course.
Now, you'll agree that something's wrong, something.
Possibly.
Well, we'll talk tonight.
Listen, how did he know your address?
Well, that's the point. Phone book?
A phone up there? Oh, too many questions.
Hang on, we'll be late.
How did your day go?
Difficult to concentrate. I took a long lunch hour to find some of Marl's poetry. In the third quality bookshop, I found two very slim volumes.
You wouldn't call this concern obsessive at this stage?
At this stage? No.
Did you also try to track down any of his magazine work?
Yes.
Please go on.
Hello.
Hello.
You have a good day?
So-so. You?
Okay. Drinky?
Please.
I phoned the local Nick. Somebody's coming round.
What about the car?
Good as new, almost. I'm trading in the Welsh tyres tomorrow for a set of the usual.
What are you reading?
Would you believe the poetry of Timothy Marl?
Where did you find that?
Wasn't easy.
Yes. Is it good?
I don't know. It's got something.
I'll tell you anything about him on the fly leaf?
Our volumes as slim as this don't have fly leaves. Probably printed at his own expense. You know the sort of thing.
Well, why don't you bring the publisher?
I already have. They know about it as much as we do. Lives in deep mid-Wales. There, Miss So-and-so may know about his magazine work, but she's not in today.
Ah. Well, what does he write about? You are.
Thanks. Bullies, as far as I can tell.
Bullies?
And a good, simple life, etc., etc.
Cheers.
Cheers. And there is a quality to them, though. I feel there's more here than I can pick out.
What's the purpose?
But if we're going to contact Marl...
We've not decided anything.
Well, he does seem the only mildly sympathetic person. If we don't find out anything, then I want to know how to deal with him. He must know about your car.
Yes.
Look, I just want to be told why I'm being seen off.
If he knows. Well, Edgar's your answer, then.
I never thought of Edgar. Will you phone him?
Yes. Okay, I'll do it now.
Do you think Sarah may... I don't know, be not dead.
You know my views on that. I just don't like mysteries, and I think you were very badly treated.
Well, that's a start.
Well, shall we eat, or do you want to go out?
We'll see what Edgar says. Anyway, we've got to stay in for the police. A policeman came round very late, and we told him the story. We agreed we'd call him and make an official statement the next day. Edgar couldn't make it that night. He'd have supper with us the following evening.
So you had another full day with no further progress?
Yes.
How was that?
Not good. I couldn't settle at all. It was the first bad day. I left my office's agency early by mutual consent and relief. My mind was full of Sarah and that valley.
What was Edgar? Tell us about Edgar.
Oh, Edgar came round, as he promised. I remember that clearly.
What'll it be, Edgar?
Scotch, please.
Right. Thanks for coming.
Any excuse to see the delectable Emma?
Has Derek explained?
Explained is hardly the word.
About Sarah?
That's the line I'm strictly not following. What annoys me is what annoys Derek. You were badly treated, my dear. That's enough for me. And
not to mention the car.
So, let me get this straight. You want me to read this man Marl's work and see if I can find out what makes him tick?
If you can.
That's my job. Be an interesting change from the usual grind of packaging poets into digestible little bundles to students.
How is life at the university?
Oh, don't ask. Thank God for the weekend. You've, not met this man, Marl.
I've seen him, spoken to him. He saw me and scuttled into his hermitage.
Oh. Well, leave me for an hour or so. Right, well, the scotch is here. Excellent.
Thanks for this, Edgar. You will eat with us, Lisa.
Delighted. And Eric, you might cast an eye over the order for the next weekend.
Right.
In my briefcase. You'll be supporting a company of the Royals.
Ah, Thorpe again?
Yes, sir.
Two little boys playing soldiers.
Oh, would it prove two aging romantics tickling up a few fantasies? I'll leave you with Mr. Marr.
Shout if you want anything.
Oh, don't worry.
Can I help with the meal?
Oh, you can make the salad if you like.
Right. What are you hoping, exactly?
That Edgar will be able to help me understand Marl.
And then?
I wish he wouldn't keep on. I don't know.
Look, am I wanting this to close the matter once and for all, or to open it up again?
Oh, Derek, please.
Great answer.
Well, after all the...
Great answer.
Well, to feel it over... As well as no.
You said that before.
With Sarah gone, there's nobody left.
Well,
I mean, my family.
Well, let's face it.
Look, I want to. Without what's happened, I think I could have. I do want it over, I promise you.
Good. Now, look, what precisely do you want in this salad?
Oh, Derek, look, you just sit there and read your orders or whatever. I'll see to the salad. Aging romantic.
Well, a little excitement in a grey, grey world.
You and Edgar, it's so unlikely.
Edgar, I'll have you know, is a first-class CO.
Didn't you tell me you got a medal or something at Cyprus?
A medal, yes. Also, the something. Half a shell in his backside.
My hero.
Food baggage. Leave me with my fantasies.
What's this? The company will leave map reference 276 and proceed...
Food.
Sir...
Yeah. Mm, splendid. Oh, thank you, Emma.
Coffee?
Tea.
Not scotch.
Not if you want a clear-headed assistant.
There we go.
Thanks.
I leave the rest at the side.
Well?
Interesting. Remember, Emma, you said you thought the poetry had a quality and more than you could easily pick out.
Yes.
I think that's all right. It's a naive talent Marl has, not the punchy or intellectual type of person popular today. Or the flip satirical. In fact, that has a little style of sense of humor.
Well, living in that valley, it's not surprising.
I think he really cares about certain attitudes, but it's hidden.
It is for me.
Exactly. Only one of the keys. Not a negative person, nor the country life stuff. It's competent life, but I feel it without enthusiasm.
Now, that surprises me. If you'd seen the place he lives, Edgar, you'd have to be enthusiastic about the countryside.
Unless you were hiding out. Derek will tell you, Emma. If you're on the run in an exercise, you don't necessarily love the grimy roots of the tree you're snuggled under.
Quite right.
Incidentally, make them... Pretty heroic stance for himself. One man against intractable nature, etc., etc. I guess that was compensatory. Well, that's a negative character that timidly peeped round the shining armour.
Mm. And no Sir Francis either.
No. Dismiss the mock countryman stuff. Which leaves you with his themes, and this is interesting.
Bullies, Emma said.
Mm, that's right, there we go. Comes out two ways. That the nature ready tooth and claw bit. Birds of prey, foxes.
Dogs.
Yeah, right. Did you know that Gavatha means place of barking dogs?
How on earth did you know that?
Once sent on a course in Wales, they had to learn common our place names as a guide to hill navigation.
Mm.
Anyway, they're always seen from the victim's point of view. Unlike, say, Ted Hughes. Tremendous poetry which can see all sides. Now this contrasts strongly with the wonderful world of Disney, Bent. And then there's the only I am right attitude.
Defensive yet again.
Thanks, sir.
But he is a stranger in a close community.
And feels forever threatened. Why? A real justification of the verse. And, this is a big thing. There's another lack, besides a sense of humor, something else missing. Is, love.
That's true.
No hint of any sort of relationship. And yet he writes, we.
Well, in his letter, Edgar, we can't do any more.
Yeah, curious. You don't find any of his magazine work?
No.
Well, I'd wager it's more of the same. Of a mind of variety.
All right. So, how would I approach him?
You had to go very gently, it's obvious.
He was playing the English motet. Does that have any bearing?
Well, that's what we've already worked out. Emotion being strictly contained.
Mm.
You might pick up his taste for that.
Well, identify with it.
Yeah, show him. Claim it's your own taste, too. Don't be your usual warm, feminine self.
Ah, another threat.
Yeah. You could play upon the theme of being also a stranger in a strange land. A very strange land. I never think of Wales as a strange land, so I marvelous to
not in this particular area.
No, I'm thinking of Brecon Beacons, Black Mountain. Anything else?
No, that's enough to be getting on with. Thank you, Edgar. Very impressive.
It is my job, though. If I have any further thoughts, I'll ring. Edgar, sum him up for us. Timothy Marr is defensive, rather smug, ineffectual. He's hiding out. An apparent loner needs reassurance that the view from his place is the right to true one, which maybe he doubts. And I'd say that's certainly one of his reasons for his writing. Is that her?
No. Well, do any of us.
Well, we're not.
Well, look at you. Urbane, amusing, intelligent, warm-hearted.
Oh, go on.
And yet a part-time soldier, a one-time licensed killer.
Well, the war, most of us were then, very different times. We're very grateful, Edgar.
Yes, thanks, Edgar.
Yes, pleasure. A refreshing change for the Dry Academy being a lit debit.
Last drink?
Oh, it is, I promise not to go wild with bloodlust.
I wasn't guessing, actually.
Oh, yes, you were. Hey, I hope you find out about your car, Derek.
Yes.
Emma, I hope you find whatever it is you seek. Cheers.
Cheers.
And thanks again.
Did you feel any different after your evening with Edgar?
Yes. I felt good. Marl had given some sort of focus to what had been unformed.
You had an objective.
That was it. Yes. Something at last to be done. When Edgar left, Derek got out the Ordnance Survey map of the area and explained exactly how to reach Marl's cottage without passing the farm. It meant leaving the car on the main road and a stiff climb, but he made it very clear. He drew a map for me in detail. He was good at that sort of thing.
So what did you do with your new objective?
I took the day off and drove down in the morning. I got there about midday.
Independent.
Yes.
This door.
your work? And what you were drawing before I came in?
Yes.
You caught the light beautifully.
The inkers.
Do you have any round here? Oh, sorry, I'm just ignorant.
From this book.
Ah.
That's another of mine. On the wall there.
Another behind you.
Oh, they look tremendous, friends.
It's all right. She came over with it.
Oh, Christ rescued me from the dog.
Yes, he told me.
I owe you both a lot. The dog, the car.
He called the garage.
Yes, I owe you both a lot. I'm having a bad day.
Nothing that happened was anything to do with him. He's not like the rest.
I knew that when he smiled. I admire your house, Mr. Moss. You're lucky to have someone like this. Bit different from home, I expect, Frank.
Yes.
This is his home.
Then you're both lucky.
Would you like some tea or something?
Oh, yes, I'd love some tea, sir. I'll do it.
If they knew you'd been here...
They don't.
It's their house. I rent it. If they knew, I'd lose it.
Yes. Now, if you like, I'll wait till it's dark to go back. You've nothing to fear from me, Mr. Marlowe.
Why come? I told you in the letter.
I need your help.
You saw what they did to your car. They know I called the garage.
I'm grateful.
That was enough. If they knew you'd come...
You're close to price. Yes? Now, all right. I was... am... close to my sister. I can't not know what happened to her. I don't know exactly what I'm asking, even. It began by just needing to know for sure she was dead. Hear about the accident and... But now, after the way they behaved at the farm to me and the car, now I just don't know. I need help. What did happen to the car?
The iron. I went down to the phone box the other side of the hill. Don't involve the police, please.
I'm afraid my fiancé already has. Look, is there any way you can help me? Do you know anything about Sarah? I just feel helpless and alone here. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have put you in this position.
This valley is bare of everything in it. They're strong and they can hurt.
Why stay?
You know why.
Then I admire your courage.
Will you wait for another letter?
Well, can't we
wait for a letter? It's complicated, more than you know. I have to talk it over with Price. Will you think? Maybe we can help, I don't know. But please, wait. It's complicated.
Thank you.
They're strong. I couldn't lose...
I'll wait. Oh, tea. That's just what I need after that walk. Oh, you must develop legs like goats.
Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Sugar in the bowl.
You're being honored. Sugar is straight out of the bag.
Well, thanks, you gentlemen. Is Sarah at the farm? And milk from the jug. I use the bottle at home. Perhaps we could have the Gabrielli again. Then, maybe Price, you could show me some more of your drawings.
Yes.
You can take the Yingle if you want.
Thank you, Price. You write, Mr. Marlowe, don't you?
That was clever of you. Did you feel clever?
Not very. I felt like an intruder. A cheat.
But you felt you had a focus at last.
Yes.
Did the mood last?
Surprisingly not. At home, I felt fine.
Thank you.
But there was no letter soon. 2 days, 3 days, 4. The week wore on.
My sweet Lady Jane, when I see you again, your servant and I.
I'll get it.
Well?
I don't understand.
Are you sure he said soon?
I told you.
What exactly did
you... I've been over it a dozen times. I'm sorry, Derek. Now, he said, wait for a letter.
Well, then wait.
Well, how can I wait? I'll drive down today.
Of course you won't.
Then I'll go by train.
Oh, I didn't mean
Look,
that.
Look, doesn't this mean anything to you at all? Sorry.
Look, you say he's a frightened man. Don't put him in a bad situation. Be patient.
Well, I'll write.
I'd advise against...
I've got to do something.
Do what you want.
Oh, please understand.
No, I don't.
Why shouldn't Marl and the boy move here, to town?
Because the boy is a minor.
Yes?
Emma, slow down. You're eating yourself away.
I will write.
Just be careful.
We could help them get set up here. But maybe Edgar knows some teaching Marl could do. The boy could go to art college. And
oh, Emma.
Did a letter come?
No.
But you wrote?
Yes.
And did Ma reply?
There's nothing?
No. Oh, don't, Emma. Come here. Come on. Come on. Look, we'll go down on Saturday and nothing comes tomorrow, all right?
Nothing came.
So you went down?
Yes.
And?
The place was a ruin.
Ma?
Mr. Ma.
I've been around the back. The generator smashed. Was it a sledgehammer? Why?
Who's done this, Mr. Ma? Was it the lawn? What can we do, Derek?
Well, not a lot. Tidy up. Have you been inside yet?
No. You?
No.
What's it like round the back?
Much the same. Every window's out. Oh. Rover got up lightly by comparison. Well, they've even wrenched the generator from its base.
Mr. Marl, who did this?
Go inside. Find some coffee or tea.
All right.
Are you all right, Marl? Face, how's your face? Look, we came over the hill again, so nobody at the farm saw us.
Derek!
Coming! What's wrong?
A thorough job.
Oh, look at his records. The pictures.
Well, look at his records there.
Oh, when could this have happened?
God knows. But he can't have sat out there all that long. This is great. Mark?
Be gentle with him.
Mark, have you been to the police? Who's done this to you?
Who did it? When?
You wouldn't wait. This is your doing.
What? That'd be ridiculous.
My post, such as it is, gets delivered to the farm. It saves the postman a bad drive. Price brings it up after work. The London postmark in the circumstances was enough.
Where is Price?
Damn you both! Look what you've done to me. I can't go. I can't stay.
What do you mean?
You mean Price.
Sir, are you going to spend the rest of your life sitting out here?
No, Derek.
When did this happen? Mom.
2 days.
Have you been out here 2 full days? No, of course not. 2 days. You try to repair the damage? Get the place straight, sweep up the glass? No. Because you knew we'd come. You left things like this to show us how badly you've been treated. Yes? You want us to feel guilty. You want to hand over the responsibility to us. This melodramatic pose gazing down to the farm...
Who are you fooling? I bet you scuttled out here the moment you saw us coming down the hill. I bet you've been looking out for us all day.
What about Price, Mr.
Norman? No. He's not concerned about Price or anybody but himself. If you had any real feelings for the boy, you'd be down at the farm now.
You don't understand. They're strong, powerful.
I understand. Oh, I can see it. Your birth, this hidden refuge. You let Emma suffer at the hands of these people. Now you're doing the same for Price. There's anger in your birth, Ma. Real anger at the bully boys who think violence like this is a bargaining power. Did the boys do all this? Did they?
Yes! Lloyd, Guy, and Willem, they came up. They hit me. Look at my face. They each did this. And they took Price away. I argued, and I begged. Violence is against my morality.
Just bleak morality at me. Come on, Emma.
Where are you going?
To collect the car and drive to the farm. Where else is there to go? Or do you have a message for the boy? Such as you wish he were here, but not enough to do anything about
it. That's enough, Derek. Now, Mr. Marr, now what more can they do to you?
Why couldn't you have waited? It had to be worked out. I asked you to wait.
Is Emma's sister alive?
Yes.
Where?
Kibbutz.
Thank you.
Get away from all this, please.
I can't go.
Emma!
Coming!
We walked back to the car in silence.
Why silence?
There was too much to say.
About Sarah?
Yes. On the other hand, there was nothing to say. Do you understand?
Yes.
And Derek?
What about Derek?
The way he'd been with Marl. It was almost a totally new aspect of him.
But you knew Derek well. Better than anyone.
Yes. That's why I was frightened.
Yes. You got to the farm.
To the gate.
Derek.
What?
Maybe the police would be a better idea.
Now look, don't worry.
The dog.
I'll have to use the whip.
Well, be careful.
Well, I'll drive through.
Derek!
Don't worry. Run forward, you take his train when they find him.
We don't like this place.
Go on, boy. Use the phone.
Only you won't wait in the house for it. You'll wait on the road. A lot can happen in the time it comes.
You've got no understanding, miss. Best to leave it. Best get back to London. Exactly. It was all out of hand, you know?
as if we were setting a dynamo spinning, not knowing how the power would be used. Not knowing the end.
But you trusted Derek and Edgar.
But to suddenly see the Boy Scout part take over.
Is that fair?
Probably not.
That was their genuine response to the need for action.
Well, to them it was a paper plan. Miles was frightened too. Edgar and Derek saw timings, eventualities. I saw dogs, wrecked cars, bruised faces, the noise.
You've come this far. That's very good. Now, what happened at the weekend?
We drove down Friday and stayed in a hotel. Saturday morning it began.
Good morning. Good morning. I wonder if you can help me.
What do you want?
Your price?
Yes.
And time, too. I'm waiting half an hour. Listen, I have a letter for you from Timothy Marr.
Don't worry.
Just this. Tonight, we're coming to Catharpa for Sarah Fielding. You understand? No, don't be worried. It'll all be over quickly and easily. No police. What's that marking on your face?
Nothing.
I want to get you away, too, Price. By the looks of that face, it's an even better idea than I thought. No trouble, though. Mr. Marl says that is what you want. Is he right?
Yes.
What time do you want to go to bed?
About 10.
Get up?
5:30.
Do you have a room of your own?
No, share with Jürgen.
Now, this is important. Can you wake up or stay awake so that you can leave the farm quietly at exactly 1 a.m.?
Yes.
Tell me how.
Giant's coming.
Don't worry. The important bit's over. I'm going to give you this letter now, all right? In a moment, I'll speak louder and give you 50 pence. You'll tell him I was asking the way to the down.
Yes.
Right!
What do I do when I come out?
You join me by that barn in the corner of that field.
Yes. What about the dogs?
Everything's been arranged. Don't worry.
Denver! I gotta go.
Yes. One last thing. If you wake, Jan, wait another full half hour. Is there anything you need to bring with you?
No.
Good. Here's the 50 pence. Yeah, and thank you very much. You've been most helpful. Good day.
Hi, good morning.
Where's all this show?
I've got a gun there, Darren.
Royce, we're here, you see?
Fill in the time.
The difference is, they have no one to lose. Hello, 30 hours.
Yes, not bad.
Good navigation on the first leg.
Yes.
You all right, Ma?
Yes.
Get the diesel oil. That is past virtually hour.
Yes. Emma should have got to the phone box.
Wood piles over there. It's good and dry. When Ma comes back, we'll leave for the bar.
All right. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Remember, gate with a broken bar.
Yes. The next gate is diagonally right, 200 yards.
Then you'll see the barn easily.
Yes. Let's hope this wind keeps up.
Doesn't change direction.
Here's Ma. Fast asleep. Now I watch out for the boy.
The lights of the house.
Then if he's awake, he's made it.
Yes. There, the back door. Where? Left hand corner.
Ah, good for him.
Look out!
Keep quiet, will you? Derek?
Yes, coming.
Good. We're okay here. Call him over, Marl. Quietly.
Fries!
Good boy.
Are you all right? Have they done it?
Save it. There's going to be a good blaze, thanks to the wind. Been admiring it for some time.
What you done to the dogs?
They're fine. It's fast asleep. Now, Price, this is your part. We have to know exactly where we find Sarah.
And where all the exits
are. Coolly. Calmly.
There's fire at the cottage.
Fire? You did that? Up there, look.
Not the cottage. It's just a wood pile.
Don't go round there.
That. I said don't.
I'll be lucky to break you in half, Marl.
He's a good boy, but simple. No harm in him. Simple. Gwilym was up cleaning Bonnock for trade, and your sister come by. She didn't see Gwilym. She looks round your Sarah and can't see nobody. She gets down from the pony into the water. Takes her clothes off. Gwilym, he don't know what to do. He stays where he is in the fern.
Who told you all this?
Gwilym, too simple for liking. Sarah now, she gets the feeling of somebody watching, and Gwilym gets up to tell her nothing to fear. But you heard Gwilym. He don't speak right, and he don't look right. And Sarah, she takes fear and comes straight for the pony. Only she panics it. Down hard on the stone she goes, very hard on her head on the stone. The pony runs off.
The boy carried your sister down home from the Darren. You see what it's like? He brought her home across the hills, 5 miles.
And gentle, too.
5 miles with her.
Well, why not the road?
Poppy didn't see.
What do you mean? The boy's been in trouble before. He don't look right. Don't sometimes know what he's at. There was a girl in Glenarva. Gwilym, he got excited.
Cow led him on for a joke.
Police and magistrates said next time he'd go away. Treatment.
If he touched Sarah...
No. Gwilym don't lie.
He carried her down safe, man. 5 miles. Bad miles. He was bad as her when he come in. Half dead with fear and tired. He could have left her. He knew what people would think.
People around here, they want Gwilym put away. We couldn't send to the ambulance for the question.
What was wrong with Sarah?
2 weeks she was unconscious.
Oh,
that's criminal. Could have been brain damage.
Healing is in my family. She came back to us.
But you've had her here ever since. Knowing what I was going through, it was best.
Best for who? For everybody. I rang for Reverend Morgan to explain.
Well, Miss Fielding. Good evening.
What the hell have you got to do with all this?
Price. Your mum and dad have been worried over you today. Were you leaving the valley?
Yes.
No, you will not.
No. Price.
You must go away, Mr. Marr. This is not your home. This valley. It's not your world.
I just told them how it happened, Mr. Morgan.
Do they know?
No. No what?
This will be hard to bear for you, Miss Fielding. You must summon all your sympathy and understanding. Mrs. Lloyd called me in when it was clear Sarah would not recover.
But not recover?
Not in your terms. There was damage to the brain. She still has no memory of her life before her accident, before waking here, save for bad dreams of her journey from the diamond.
But she must be in hospital.
Is that what you want for her, Miss Fielding, for her to be shut up the rest of her life? Her brain is damaged. There is no normal life for your sister anymore in the terms that you would see it. She's happy and contented here. And you see, it would be cruel to take her away.
You said, did we know?
This is the strange and wonderful part. She finds her comfort in prison, and he's devoted to her.
What are you saying?
I have seen love before.
Love?
Now, this will be a great shock. This valley has need of new lifeblood. The land is tired, and we of the land are tired with it. And this farm has great need of Sarah. She's healthy in her body.
You must tell me what you mean.
Your sister and Willem Lloyd were married in my chapel 6 weeks ago, long before we knew what coroner's courts or you.
I must go to her.
I'll come with you.
No. I must see Sarah alone. Please, to come upstairs. I followed this tiny woman up the staircase. I followed her to the second door. I followed her into the room.
Go on, Emma.
I can't.
You must go on.
No.
You must.
She was sitting up in bed, frightened. It was Sarah. Her face was pale. There was a scar. Her hair was long, but it was Sarah, sitting on the bed, frightened too, and whimpering with William. And I said, Sarah? And she didn't know me. Oh, God, she didn't know me, know anything.
Sarah.
And the woman said, see somebody come to see you. And she looked at me, and I said, Sarah, it's Emma. Then she looked frightened.
Sarah, it's
she
Emma.
To the woman and said something had done like, ma'am. And then she started talking, but it wasn't like talking. Then she began screaming, and I was screaming. And I and the whispering thing at her side didn't come on. And she frightened and stopped screaming. And said, my child after a tantrum, and she didn't know me, didn't look like Sarah. And then Derek was there, and I was screaming,
the possibilities for treatment.
No, of course.
Do you have anyone else for me to see?
Mr. Webham. You've got his case history.
Ah. I'll glance over it at tea.
My sweet Lady Jane,
I see you again.
That was The Valley by Alec Rowe, with Nicolette McKenzie as Emma and Sean Arnold as Derek. Edgar Webben was played by William Heathall. Lloyd, Edward Kelsey. Mrs. Lloyd, Joan Matheson. Yian Lloyd, Willem Lloyd, and first voice, Brian Hewlett. Price Lloyd, Eric Cotter. Timothy Marr, Kenneth Shanley. Reverend Morgan, Hayden Jones. Second voice, David Graham. Police Constable, Paul Meyer. Sarah Fielding, Nicolette McKenzie. The play was directed by Richard Worthley. The outdoor scenes were recorded on location.
For promise I have.